First and second year, you don't really know who you are or what you want to be yet.
Mm-mm.
But in third year, you decide, okay, I want to be this, so I should take that class. Oh, and this class, this class. Third year was the most interesting part. And fourth year, you're still very interesting, much more interesting mm-hmm. than first year, but academically, intellectually, that was the best part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see this in Japanese students, what you just described, and you're not probably enjoying third year very much because you're outside looking for jobs all the time.
I don't really enjoy. And the classes are really boring. Actually, when I was in the first year, you know, we learned about the basic things, like a lot of things, and like wide and not really interesting. But in the second year, we can learn something specific. Like, we can...
Yeah.
Mm.
You went crazy last year, but you took so many classes.
Yeah, I was crazy. Yes, actually, I was crazy. Like, I took too many classes.
But you probably learned a lot.
Yep, I learned a lot. But that's all. Like, in the Japanese university, student study... Oh, most of the students study for only 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just for 2 years, like mm-hmm. first year and second year.
Mm-hmm.
And from third year, we have to move on for the job hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fourth year, we don't really study and just finish the, like, what?
Applications?
How can I say 卒論 in English?
Your thesis.
Thesis.
Your thesis.
Yep. Okay. Thesis.
Your graduation thesis.
Graduation thesis. So I have to finish graduation thesis, and that's all. Maybe I will go to, I will have some trip and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I look at that and I think, what a waste, because it was so much more interesting for me in my third year and fourth year in university.
So, that's because I decided to go outside.
Now, that's why I decided to go outside.
Yeah, that's why I decided to go outside.
And it's kind of a shame because I was surprised just now you said, oh, my classes are so boring, and that's actually an interesting admission from your part.
It
and I'll
sucks,
admit,
actually.
Yeah, okay. So I'll admit something else to you. A lot of teachers, even in this university, have admitted to me that they don't think that they don't expect their language students to learn the language in this university.
Exactly.
They think that their students, well, if they really are motivated to learn, they're going to go overseas.
Yeah, they just say, go outside. What?
And I'm exactly the, well, why do we get paid? Why do we make them take classes? Well, why don't we just send them outside? What is this university for?
Yes, every time I see that kind of teachers, I just really want to say, why did you decide to come here and teach that language? But I cannot say.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think you should do that. If you're sure you're never going to meet them again, well, no, I shouldn't give you this advice because that would be very controversial. But once you graduate, you should say that to these teachers.
Yeah,
because
I can say.
I have, and I feel like I'm the only person that actually sees this problem. Where is our motivation as teachers? Don't we want, and I think a lot of it is a similar attitude to the idea of TOEIC.
Exactly.
We don't have to teach so much because most of the work is being done by TOEIC.
Mm-mm.
And if the students study TOEIC, that's really the most important thing.
Mm.
And that's why a lot of teachers
aren't. To get a good score.
Right. Now, if teachers are motivated to make sure that their students actually spoke the language in their classrooms, I think you'd have a completely different university.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.